Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your band break.
That's a lot of rhythm section with our anthem, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let your bad breaks get you down, even when times get tough and you've had enough. Still got to try. That's you, small business owners. He's singing about you, the Atlanta Rhythm Section. That's one of their songs from the Wayback Machine, but it could be our anthem if you think about it. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Pete Sepp is our guest. Good friend, original founding member of our Brain Trust, president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. I encourage you to go there and check them out, support them. They do good work. Pete, you got a couple of hands full of things that need to be focused on. You call them no-brainer bills that we can all get behind, but I'm not sure how you would define all now, Pete. The first one, I love this first one, No Pensions for Corrupt Politicians Act. I only have one thing to say about that, Pete. Well, duh.
That's right. That's why we call them no-brainers. And what's going to happen after this election is a so-called lame duck session of Congress. That means that there's unfinished business this year that Republicans and Democrats are going to have to get to. They're going to be doing this under the current majority structure, not the one that's going to take power in January. And so what we're thinking is House Republicans will probably want a pretty long lame duck session, giving time for some of these bills to get considered. Right. Now, we call them no-brainers not because they're good ideas, they certainly are, but also because they have bipartisan support. Here is where an organization like mine has to say, guys, set aside the partisan differences. Focus on taxpayers and small business owners.
Right.
Get these things done. This is not about politics. This is about policy. And the No Pensions for Corrupt Politicians Act is one of them. We actually have 10 bills on this list that Congress could get to. And in fact, they've already gotten to some of them. A big one, this is called the Fighting Fraud to Protect Care for Seniors Act. This would institute so-called smart card technology for Medicare and a number of pilot programs. We know that smart cards dramatically reduce improper payments because of fraud in the system. This could save billions of dollars over time if implemented government-wide. It's already passed the House. It just has to get through the Senate. This bill stands a great chance of becoming law before the end of the year because it's got Republican and Democratic support. That's what I think the American people want to see, is working together for these things.
Well, I don't understand, why do we even need a law not to pay a pension to a corrupt politician? And here's another one. Why do we need a law that says we should stop making payments to people who've died? Why do we need a law about that? I mean, why isn't that just something that somebody just says, hey, let's just stop making that payment. Those people are dead.
Well, we are talking about Washington, D.C., Jim. That's
I'm sorry. Hey, Pete, I'm sorry. I lost my head for a minute there.
That's the problem. You know, these systems will go on and on wasting money unless a course correction is made. And in many cases, it becomes a blame game. The executive branch says, well, we don't have the authority to do this. Congress says, well, sure you do. And meanwhile, nothing happens. That's why we need bills like these.
Readable legislation and searchable legislation. Is that like the plain English stuff that were 20 years ago?
It's not only plain English, it's also formatting. In other words, when a bill goes through the legislative process, the way it's reported now, there's no redlining in it to tell you what kinds of changes have been made. You have to download different versions from Congress's own website and compare them. That is not helpful in allowing people to understand how a bill is evolving.
Right.
That's what we're talking about with this act.
Right. Okay. Well, and that's very important. That sounds like we need to get Google to help us with that. I mean, they're the kings of indexing, right? That's basically what you're talking about, isn't it? Indexing.
Yes, and in fact, the whole transparency movement in government that was brought on by technologies like search has been called Google government. I mean, we had a revolution started by a young senator from Illinois, ironically, Barack Obama, back in the mid-2000s with passage of the Federal Funding Accountability and Transparency Act. It put all government grants and contracts from Washington, D.C. online for people to examine and root out waste, fraud, and abuse.
That's
what we're talking about here, sunlight being the best disinfectant.
What about even though the title is no brainers, it's still amazing to me that we're saying things like this, Good Accounting Obligation in Government Act. I mean, only in Washington, Washington and bizarro world, Pete, is that something we'd have to deal with?
That's right, and unfortunately we do. But fortunately, we have a bill like this. What happens is, the Government Accountability Office and other investigative agencies, they produce report after report after report where the waste, fraud, and abuse is in government. Congress sits on them. This act would actually require agencies to provide status reports on all the recommendations that these investigators have made. They couldn't just bury them and not talk about them. This is a bill sponsored by Congressman Walker.
Hold on to that thought. Folks, Pete Sepp is with NTU, National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. I encourage you to go there. You can find out more about these no-brainers, 10 no-brainers that could be bipartisan. And his organization is lobbying for these, folks. So this is why you need to support the NTU, the reason why I support the NTU, and I encourage you to do the same. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.